Once there was a young rat named Arthur, never made up his mind.
This is the Made in the UK show, featuring some of the best unsigned and independent music from the United Kingdom, and hosted by a team of UK music podcasters. It's made in the UK for the world. Hello and welcome to the Made in the UK show, number 135. I'm Stuart Morrison from Insomnia Radio, and in this episode I'm joined by two other UK-based music podcasters, Colin of the Ouroboros podcast, and Graham Holland, whose podcasts are It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast and Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight. And we're going to start with Colin's submissions. This is starting with a band that I've played a couple of times on Insomnia Radio UK. This is Burning Shapes.
And that track you just heard was Silence Amplified by Burning Shapes, who come from Sevenoaks in Kent. They're releasing their latest album in a rather interesting way. If you go to one of their gigs or go on their website or see any of their posters or flyers anywhere, they have a series of QR codes, which are kind of like barcodes, and if you read them with reader apps which you can get on your smartphones, then it will automatically download for you free tracks, and I think maybe even the whole album, to the mobile device. So basically they're giving away their album for free if you can find these QR codes. it's a very interesting idea and a really nice way that modern technology can help a small independent band to create some buzz around them. And the music's very good as well. I really do like that track, Silence Amplified. If you hadn't worked out already, this is Colin from the Ouroboros podcast. And one of the bands I played an awful lot in the early days of the Ouroboros podcast, and indeed on Made in the UK show, I must have submitted them two or three times, is Riser, the Edinburgh band. Well, unfortunately, it looks like Riser had broken up when I looked them up to include them on my show 200 special of the Ouroboros podcast. But it turns out I was wrong. Riser have now morphed into the Deadly Winters and have also significantly changed their sound. Where Riser was an indie rock band with folk tinges, the Deadly Winters, which is basically Riser with one extra member, have gone fully down the path of acoustic traditional folk. But there's still the slightly heavier edge to it, so yeah, it's a really interesting sound, and I really do like it. The Deadly Winters have an eponymous album out now, and they've also got an almost eponymous single, which is the one I'm going to play for you. So from Edinburgh, this is The Deadly Winters with their single, The Deadly Winter.
That very deadly winter took its toll on me. Trees stood tall and naked, sinister and
Deadly Winter.
Ah, thanks, Colin. Next, my submissions, which are two recent tracks from the Insomnia Radio Daily Dose, which you can find at insomniaradio.net. We're starting with a band from Southampton called Band of Skulls, and the song is Sweet Sour.
Talk about it. Now you're fighting for your corner, saying that you ought to laugh about it. You should get a little braver, do us all a favor, shout about it. Sweet sour, sweet sour, sweet sour. Pick up your stitches,
Band of Skulls with Sweet Sour. It's the title track and a free single from their second album. Find them at bandofskulls.com. And next, in complete contrast, is a band called Lilies on Mars, whose founders, Lisa Massia and Marina Cristofalo, originally from Sardinia, but are now based in London. This song is called Aquarium's Key.
I had it all of it, and none of us.
was Lilies on Mars with Aquarium's Key. Originally from Sardinia, now based in London, that is from their second album, Wish You Were a Pony. Find them at liliesonmars.com. Okay, now it's time for Graham's submissions, starting with a song by Mark Wynn.
Lights are low, see them begging boys, no place to go. Head full of gravel, head full of rain, not to lose, words to say to the tide. When there's no place to be, not to gain, nothing to see, and everything you do turns to shit. Well, it's a hard life bit, but it's all you get. Head down in the alley, up on the street, see them roll by to that lowly beat. Looking for a place just to lay their heads. Remember them words I once heard said that if you believe what the Bible preach, all are equal, all are free. If good book say, it's good book do. Well, that book never done a thing for me and you. And it's hard when there's no place to be, not to gain, nothing to see, and everything you do seems to go wrong. Well, it's a hard life bit, but you gotta walk on. You gotta stand tall, and you gotta walk it on. Don't let no one tell you what's right and wrong. You better look sharp, you better stand flat. Remember that there ain't no shame in falling apart. So last thing I say, far gotta go. It's a whole lot of things I don't know. One thing I do, think it's plain. You don't get your days back again. So walk tall, don't look back. Make your own way, trace your own track. Walking through life like you're walking through walls. Stepping on the gas every time you stall. Cause it's high, and there's no place to be. Not to gain, nothing to see. And everything you do turns to shit. Well, it's a hard life bit, but it's all you get. A hard life bit, but it's all you get.
Lessons in life there from Mark Wynn. I'm Graham Holland, and I host two podcasts, and they are the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, itsafrogslife.net/podcast, and the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight at spotlight.liverpoolacoustic.co.uk. And that artist that you just heard, great blues guitarist called Mark Wynn. I played him on show 118, which is the most recent It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast show, and I'm going to be playing him on a future Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight, because he's been booked to appear at our September show here in Liverpool. We once a year we do a Roots and Blues special, and when I saw him playing last year, I support at a Grateful Fred Roots and Acoustic Night as part of a national tour. He introduced himself, and I said hi, and he asked if he could get a gig in Liverpool, and I said alright then. So he's going to be playing for us, and looking forward to that. You can find Mark on his website at markwynmusic.co.uk, and Wynn is WYNN, Mark Wynn Music, and his music is for sale on his Bandcamp page, but there's links to that and CDs and all sorts of stuff on markwynmusic.co.uk. He is from York, and his music is released on Little Num Num Music. Yes, indeed. And that song was taken from the album Stories, Rags and Stomps. Which, as I said, you can get from his website, and it's on his Bandcamp page as well. So there you go. Now the next track I'm going to play, in fact I changed my mind at last minute. I was going to play one which I played on the last It's a Frog's Life show, and when I was putting together the information about it, I tried to find out about this person's CD, because the artist came to me from a PR company, and they were plugging a CD and an album even, and yeah, I went onto this person's website, and there's all the information you could ever want to know about this person, and except for his CD, about his music and where you can buy his music from or anything like that. So I'm not going to play him. Instead, I'm going to play another artist that I played on It's a Frog's Life number 118, and it's a guy called Russell Morgan who came to me via email. And Russell is from Cheshire, not far from where I live here in Liverpool, in the northwest of England. And this is what he says: his voice and sound is a marriage of traditional acoustic folk, alternative rock and blues. Close listening reveals echoes of John Martin and Richie Havens. His debut EP, Surrender, was mastered at Abbey Road and was co-produced by Filippo Gaetani, with healthy collaboration from Canadian producer Jordan Zadorozny. You know when you start to say something and you realise it was probably a bad idea? I didn't even need to tell you what those people's names were. But I'm sure that they're eminent people in their field. And Surrender was released in September through Ray Recordings. You can find Russell online at russmorgan.co.uk, R-U-S-S, russmorgan.co.uk. So this is Russ Morgan and Surrender.
Cross over, trying to change, I'm trying to understand, I'm trying to give, and I'm trying to surrender more, pushing hard but running low, I'm pushing hard, yeah. Sometimes I wake with a bit of tang, I cross the floor, bloodless and cold. Thoughts go on, it's acting in my mind. I can use the moon down. Oh, I wanna go home. 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 God, there is no swarming lifelessness. There are always hands at home, on. There are always minds turned on. We will always fight the mad dogs. We can fight them with our fists and leather. Call amongst the phony brand. Point to their surrender. Oh, hey, there is no way to point to their surrender. Oh, I wanna go home. Oh, I wanna go home. Oh, I wanna go home.
Yeah, thanks, Graham. So, we've come to the end of the Made in the UK show number 135. Thanks to Colin and Graham for contributing. It's been lots of fun, as always, compiling this show. Thanks also to the bands and their management and publicity people for submitting their music. Please check out their websites. The details and links to the band sites are all on the Made in the UK site, which is, of course, madeintheukshow.co.uk. And you can leave comments there if you'd like to. There are also links to my site, as well as Colin's and Graham's there. The next show is out on the 4th of March, and is hosted by Justin Wayne from The Justin Wayne Show, with guests Rowley Cutler of Dark Compass and the Dark Compass Metal Show, and Nick Tan of the Is This Thing On podcast. So, I've been Stuart Morrison from Insomnia Radio. Until the next time on the Made in the UK show. Made in the UK for the world.